The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back to The Grillin' Guys, each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live in Kalamazoo. The Grillin' Guys have moved south down to D&W on the corner of Parkview Avenue in Oakland. You got to get down here. There's some great specials here. The Spartan Mobile Grill had just rolled up. And as a matter of fact, we got our friend Ralph, who runs the Spartan Mobile Grill, with us. Good morning, Ralph.
Good morning, guys.
So this guy, Ralph and Sandy, work for Spartan. They've got this big, what is that, about an 18-foot trailer, totally
24.
Wrapped?
It's 24. It's a 24-foot trailer, completely self-contained, refrigeration, air conditioning, in a five-burner grill. It sinks the whole
96
bit.
Locations this summer?
That's what they're trying to get us to, and so far we've been working at it. We just came back from Indiana on Tuesday. We were down there to a big thing that they had going on at one of their suppliers or one of their companies down in Indiana and in South Bend.
And you're promoting Preferred Angus and Tender Ridge Meats, which are Spartan's big brands that they buy.
Absolutely.
Aren't they just, I mean, you've cooked a lot of steaks in your life.
A lot of people, we get a lot of compliments for how good the meat is and that what I'm supposed to be is a really good chef and all that is. It's not me, it's the meat. I mean, it's the Preferred Angus, which is the top 30% of the Angus grazing cattle that they get from their supplier. Plus, they do a X-ray of the loin in order to be able to take that top percentage.
I had that done once.
And then they supply it to their stores, and they call it their top meat program so that all the Spartan stores get as good as meat as they can get.
Okay. Now, if you're listening, there's a great tip right there. What Ralph is really saying is people are coming up to him like he's a grilling god. If you want to be that guy, that gal on your deck that people walk up to and go, I don't know how you made that steak like that, because that stuff is off the chain. What you have to do is you need to get the right meat. You have to be buying, you have to know what you're getting. And this is critical because you're going to have people over. It's your reputation on the line, okay? Get Preferred Angus or Tender Ridge. It's guaranteed.
It really
You've done
is.
How many hundreds of pounds?
We do.
You do 100
do
pounds 100 every time you go.
Every other day for every weekend, Friday and Saturday, we do about 50 pounds. So we do 100 pounds a weekend, and we've been doing it since May.
Yeah, which is like about 200, 300 steaks.
Oh, yeah.
And out of those every day, 200-300 steaks, how many that do you get that you go, well, it wasn't the best? Maybe one?
The only time that we do is when we leave them on the grill too long. I mean, if we actually have to let
That's
it
a
sit
guarantee.
For a while. You can't screw it up if you just, you know, you put a little seasoning on it. We use a little olive oil on each side in order to hold the seasoning that we put on. We use the McCormick's Montreal seasoning.
Pretty hard to beat.
You can try anything else. I mean, you put it on the grill for about 3 minutes on each side, depending on how thick your steak is. And at about 400 degrees, let the steak sit on the table for maybe an hour before you put it on the grill. Give it a chance to get, it doesn't have to get the room temperature, but it should take the chill off the meat.
There's another good caution there. If you're putting it on the counter for an hour, put the dog outside.
Yeah, it's good.
I've lost a lot of steaks that way.
Zeus is looking good, though.
Oh, yeah, he's eating well.
it doesn't have to get the room temperature, but you should take the chill off the meat. It shouldn't come right out of the refrigerator and go right on the grill. But you can't mess it up. It's if the meat is right, if you get some of this top grade Angus meat, which the Spartan stores are supplying to all of their grocery stores around the state, you can't mess it up.
You know, I think that can't be stressed enough is, you know, you can't polish the turd, so to speak. You got to start out with a good ingredient in order to get a good result. Yes. If you're not buying top grade meat, you're not going to end up with a great product at the end. It's just that easy.
Did you say polish a turd?
That's right. You know, you can polish it. It may look good, but at the end of the day, what is it? Still a turd. Right? So where
we
I'm
say,
going is...
We say caca. This is the radio.
You're right. But make sure that you start with a good ingredient. Ralph's got some great tips. Now, Ralph, were you like a gourmet griller before you started this?
No, they were looking for somebody that's had experience dealing with the public and could handle a rig the size of ours, which is a 24-foot trailer and a one-ton truck, and that had I became good at doing this, you know, after the fact. It was, they gave me the meat, and they said, here's the way we do it. Try it and see how you like it, and it took a few attempts, but it wasn't that hard. I mean, all of a sudden they're going, people are saying, wow, you really are good at this, and I'm going, you know what? I didn't do this before, you know.
Well, and that's the magic of all of this, is that you got to get out and try it. Don't be afraid to mess one up. You know, we're the grilling guys, and we do this a lot, and we study this, and we're fortunate enough to have some great opportunities to eat some of the best grilled food out there. But the average guy, me, the average guy, yeah, you, right, anybody, you step up, you take a little bit of time and energy to learn about this, and you can turn out some fantastic tasting foods.
Yeah, this is this whole experience for us has been kind of eye-opening as to how you can actually enjoy good meat. And we were even, just yesterday, we were at, Middleville, and we got some really nice cuts of meat from the store and put it out. And I told my wife yesterday on the way home, I says, you know, wasn't that meat fantastic? I says, you know, sometimes... You know, we've had some times where they didn't give us what they were supposed to, and they didn't give us the Angus beef. But the stuff we had yesterday was just incredible. I mean, it was like candy when you ate it. It was that good.
Yeah, but if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys. We are on 107.3 WBBL FM. We're live and local down in Kalamazoo. The Grilling Guys have moved south for the weekend. We're on the corner of Parkview Avenue in Oakland at a D&W store. We're talking with Ralph from the Spartan Mobile Grill, and he's telling us about the great beef that he's getting here. And here's the key to that, is the same beef. We went back and talked to the butcher before the show. He asked, are we here for the meat, the Grilling Guys? And we said, no, that'll be Ralph.
We screwed that up.
Right.
We really
screwed
that
tray.
Up. Yeah.
But the point is, the exact same meat he's selling back there in the counter is the stuff that Ralph's going to be grilling out here. You can come and try it. This is one of those great opportunities where you can wheel up and have a taste before you go in and buy.
Another good reason to have a Grilling Guys shirt. You can just go up to any Spartan store and say, hey, I'm the Grilling Guy, and they'll hand you a tray of meat. That's a pretty sweet deal.
Yeah, well, you've been holding out on me then, because that's not happened to me yet.
I'm going
to
try it.
That's good.
Well, we're so far south. We got palm trees down here in Kalamazoo. I didn't realize we were this far south, but this is a pretty good range for us. That went over like a Led Zeppelin. So, Ralph, right, thanks so much.
I gotta go, guys.
Yeah,
thanks.
You got a lot of meat to cook.
It takes me a while to get that thing opened up.
And take good care of your wife over there. His bride travels. Thanks, Ralph.
Thank you very much.
His wife, Sandy, travels with him, and they travel the whole state in that trailer. They're staying in hotels all over the place. And I asked him how this summer's going. He said it's been phenomenal.
Yeah.
But how cool is it when you pull up and everybody looks at you like you are the grilling god?
That's right. Well, not everybody pulls a 24-foot billboard behind him with a, you open the sides and you got an outdoor kitchen, man.
Oh, it's totally wrapped. It's giant steaks all over it. I mean, you walk up and you just want to get some steak sauce out.
Yeah. You know, and nothing goes better with steaks than a good glass of red wine. And I understand our friend Justin from Bowers Harbor is on the line. Justin, you out there?
Oh, I'm still making it in the world today.
Hey, man.
Can you hear me?
Hey, yes. Listen, we sure appreciate you taking time for our little program here today. We're talking with Justin Leshinsky from Bowers Harbor up on the peninsula. And tell us a little bit about Bowers Harbor for a minute.
Yeah, by all means. We are a small family-owned vineyard. We are the second oldest on Old Mission Peninsula. Pretty much the Steginga family who owns Bowers Harbor Vineyards was convinced back in the early 90s by the O'Keefe family, who owns the big boy up here, Chateau Grand Traverse, to put in some vines. And that's what the Stegingas did. And lo and behold, the following year, they just decided to put a little friendly competition up there. And we converted our old horse barn into a tasting room. And 20 years later, here we are producing Michigan's number one Pinot Grigio and a bunch of other wines, and pretty much just trying to make sure that people learn to taste, learn, and enjoy Michigan wines.
Okay, hats off to you, because you came through like a trooper. The UPS man came up, and I saw Bowers Harbor on it. So I got your samples here. And I got to tell you one thing. This packaging you do, people can just call you and order this, and you'll ship it to them like this?
Correct. And the nice thing about Michigan, we can ship anywhere in the state of Michigan, and you will have it next day. So
I got it the next day.
Yep, and then we also have licenses for several other states. Due to different regulations, there's a few that we can't ship to, but we can ship to almost about 90% of all the states in this country.
Yeah, well, we right now have opened your bottle of Pinot Grigio. Tell us a little bit about this, and I'll tell you, the first sip I took of this, it exploded. The flavor just jumped out. This stuff is, you've got it packed with flavor. I'm not quite sure why this is so explosive, but for a Pinot Grigio, I don't know that I've ever had one that really had this much flavor. Fruity.
Thank you very much. Thank you. If we that's our whole goal with Pinot Grigio. We're one of the largest producers in the state of Michigan. It represents about a quarter of our entire production, so right around 3,000 cases we produce of this a year. But we go for more of the Italian style Grigio. It has a lot more acidity in the foreground, a lot of great fruit flavors. You even notice too, it has a little bit of effervescence, very similar to a sparkling wine, which we find helps to bring out a little bit more of that pop flavor to it, and that really bright fruit that emphasizes good Northern Michigan Pinot Grigio.
And it's award winning. I see you won the American Wine. You took silver.
Correct. Yep. Well, this is a wine that we've actually stopped entering in competitions just because we have a lot of other higher-end wines, more, 100% estate-grown wines that we're really trying to put out in the market. And, we know that it's number one, so we don't need to have anybody else tell us that.
You know, Justin, we are having a little taste of this, and it is fantastic. This is Jop. But, one of the things that I enjoy doing is pairing wine with food. You've got some suggested food pairings here. You mentioned smoked salmon, a pasta dish, and a crab basil and lemon salad. Which of those is your favorite with this wine?
I actually love it with some good salmon, but my favorite one, and we do an event with the Boathouse Restaurant that's with us up on Old Mission Peninsula, and Chef Eric Natolo, the executive chef there, paired it with a watermelon avocado salad that was absolutely to die for. The watermelon with that Pinot Grigio flavor, that's my favorite. A good chunk of watermelon and a glass of Pinot Grigio on the deck is all I need after a long day of work.
Okay, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 every Saturday from 9 to 11. We are down in Kalamazoo, down in the Banana Belt of Michigan, at the D&W Parkview. We're talking right now with Justin Leshinsky, a good Traverse City name, and he's from Bowers Harbor. You wear a lot of hats up there, Justin. Tell me real quickly, this 2010 Pinot Grigio we're tasting, what's that going to retail for?
That retails for $15 in the tasting room. And like I said, by being the number one distributed wine, it is throughout the state of Michigan. So if you're in Southwest, the D&W's down there carry it. If you're over in the Metro Detroit area, some of the Kroger's as well as your fine retail stores have it. And pretty much if you have a wine store in your town, chances are that you will find that Pinot Grigio right there. Hopefully for retailing for $15 or in some cases maybe even a little bit less.
Okay, and we're running out of time. We don't have time to talk about this other beautiful wine you sent us, but basically it's a 2007 Langley. It's hugely award-winning, and that thing took the Crystal Mountain Vintners. You've got a wonderful wine there. So thanks so much, Justin. We got to go and wrap this up, but we appreciate it. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you very much, and I just want to tell you a wonderful show down there. Love listening to you guys. Great education, and thank you very much for having me on.
Okay, thanks so much. Hey, we'll be right back. This is the Grilling Guys on 107.3.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.